This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1957. Looking for a unicorn? How to connect over your search for a rare item. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Sometimes you're looking for a rare item, whether it's a piece of clothing, a toy for your kid, or an accessory. Today, you'll learn one expression that you can use to show people that you're aware of how rare it is, to be kind and to connect. Hello, Lindsay. How are you?
Awesome, Michelle. I'm doing great. What are we getting into today on All Ears English?
Well, Lindsay, do you like unicorns?
I don't have very strong thoughts about unicorns. I really don't think about them very much. As soon as you said unicorn, I thought about the startup world, actually, about businesses, okay. Companies.
That,
you know, the technical definition of a unicorn in the business world is a privately held startup that's valued at more than $1 billion. Okay. So, you know, Lyft, I think, was a unicorn. Lyft is the ride sharing service, right? Uber, obviously Facebook when it was a startup. It's not a startup anymore. But unicorns, like the figure, I don't think about very much.
Well, what is it? What is a unicorn? Like the actual figure?
I'm going to let you define a unicorn for me.
Well, a unicorn is a mystical. It's not real. It's not real. Okay. It's basically right. And it looks like a horse, like with one horn. And
right, a horn.
Now they're like extremely popular with little girls. Like there's always, like I see like, you know, my niece, like everything is like unicorn. They, you know, sparkly and fun. And I mean, maybe I'm sure little boys as well like unicorns.
Sure.
I don't want to generalize here, but it's very popular amongst like kids, I would say. Kids, maybe even teenagers, just because it's kind of like a beautiful creature. And so people, I don't know. I feel like I hear a lot about unicorns lately.
I think it's funny being an aunt. I noticed that kids go through specific stages. Like my niece, Emmy, she went through her princess stage where everything she wore was pink and she would wear the little tutus for a couple of years. She was super into princesses. And I feel like all kids go through, many, many kids go through that stage. It's just so predictable. It's so funny.
Yes. Well, I feel like I'm currently with my son, you know, everything was trains and Thomas the Tank Engine and everything. And like finally when his little sister was born, we even like spent like a fair bit of money on a train on like this Tidmouth Sheds. That's where Thomas lives. And we said that it was from the baby. And pretty much a month after she was born, Thomas was out, Paw Patrol was in, and that's where we are.
Paw Patrol. Yeah. Oh, it's so funny. I think a lot of our listeners are parents and you guys are going to identify. I'd be curious to know what brands or characters go across cultures, you know, like Paw Patrol or Thomas the Train. Are these international global names and brands or are these just within the US? I don't know, actually.
I don't know with Paw Patrol, but yeah. So we are going to talk more about unicorns in just a second, but we are going to direct you guys. We have All Ears English episode 1712, which was animal idioms, the bird edition. So that could be another one to listen to as well. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we do a lot of references in English conversation to animals, to nature. And so you want to know those words, guys. So go check out 1712. And while you're at it, just hit follow. You know, if you are listening to this podcast, maybe you haven't hit follow yet. We publish 4 episodes a week and our focus is connection, not perfection. Right, Michelle? That's what makes this podcast deep and interesting and more interesting than your average show. So hit follow on this podcast.
Please. Yes. Yes. So Lindsay, like I said, I've been hearing it more and more recently, especially I'll see it on maybe like a Facebook group, like in a post, somebody
hearing
might
what?
Say
hearing about
unicorn. You've got unicorn. So not used in the way of the creature, but I might hear something like looking for a unicorn here, or am I looking for a unicorn here, or does this really exist? So I started seeing this everywhere when people were especially looking for something. So like, am I looking for a unicorn, or can I find a babysitter who's available this time and this time, but not this time and this time, you know, like something just like that was, we don't know really if it exists. So, you know, it's,
So just to make sure I'm clear, you're saying that we're not talking now about the figure with the horn and flying and all these things. And you don't have to be a mom or dad to say this, right? We're not really talking about kids anymore. This is something that's unique and hard to find. Is that what you're saying? Or
right. Well, I mean, unicorns aren't real. So it's basically you're wondering if you're looking for something that is impossible to actually locate or doesn't even exist at all. For some reason, it in a way, it doesn't make sense. Am I looking for a unicorn here? Because that would mean, well, it's a saying, am I looking for something that just doesn't exist? Seeing, it was pretty easy to guess the meaning. I saw it everywhere. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's a slang, but like, it's easy to guess what this means. So I've been seeing it a lot. So wanted to talk about it on the show because you might hear it.
Oh, cool. This is good to know. I haven't seen this yet, but I bet I will start seeing it now.
Now you're going to notice it.
Yeah. Should we do some examples of how situations where we might use this?
Yes. All right. Here we go.
I really want to find a vintage green sweater.
Ooh, that sounds like a unicorn, Lindsay, but let's try.
Oh, it sounds kind of cool. I think I like this slang.
You like it?
Because anytime our listeners have an opportunity to use a word that's just a little more interesting than saying, oh, that sounds hard to find. Right. That's kind of boring to say that, right, Michelle?
I think so. Yeah, this is a way to make it fun. So let's show another one. Okay, here we go. How can I help you?
I'm looking for a unicorn here. Do you have any Old Spice Old Spice. Do you have any Old Spice Girls albums?
Let me look. Old Spice is a deodorant.
Old Spice is like a men's cologne or deodorant, or something, right?
Old Spice Girls albums. That's so funny.
I feel like this could be a connection skill to use this, because sometimes maybe you're going up to, you know, ask someone for help in a shop and you're qualifying. You're saying, I know that this is a tall order, that this is going to be hard. And I'm trying not to inconvenience you, but.
And I just want to call out that bonus, Lindsay, tall order. What does that mean?
That's a great one. Tall order. Something that's just not going to be easy to find. Yeah. Something that's going to be hard. Yeah.
Something difficult. Yeah. So speaking of the Spice Girls, I just found in this store for my 10-month-old a Spice Girls t-shirt, and I got very excited.
Reliving the 90s.
Let's do one more little role play here.
All right, here we go. So I may be looking for a unicorn here.
Oh, what is it?
Well, I'm looking for a car service that will drive me 4 hours to the airport at 2 a.m.
Ooh, I'm sure something exists.
That's always hard, especially when you're traveling abroad. You know, I remember when we went to Berlin, we had to get a Uber to the airport at like 3 a.m. and we didn't know if we'd be able to get one, and it was dark. We don't know the roads. It's always kind of awkward when you go to bed and you know you need to go to the airport early. How to go about making sure you have that ride. Taxi, Uber, Lyft, what do you do? You
know? Yeah, and it's always like you're just thinking that it's going to work out, but there's kind of this feeling of, what if something goes wrong?
You're really in trouble if you're standing there and there are no cars. So anyways, that's another thing. But yeah, these are great examples. I see this as a connection skill, Michelle, because you're acknowledging that the thing is going to be hard to find. Right.
I agree. I think because if you just go up to somebody and you're just like, oh, I need to find a car service that will drive me 4 hours to the airport at 2 a.m. Like, that's fine. But this is a way to add something on, like, I know that you're going to hear this and think this is tricky, you know, so that's why it's this connection. It's kind of like, we're all in on this. We're all in on this being difficult. And I know that I'm not asking you something that's just, oh, here it is.
Exactly, especially because now we're in a day and age where it's important to be nice to, especially in the customer service world. It's just important to be humane, be kind, after the global health crisis, we're just coming to a new level of awareness around how we treat people that are helping us, especially in service, you know, restaurants or shops or things like that. So this could be a really good thing to employ guys to be able to do that, Michelle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Love it.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay, let's get into it even deeper, Michelle. What's next?
All right. Well, so Lindsay, I just wanted to touch on again what you said. We were talking more about the general meaning, but there are other ways that unicorn is used. So it was interesting. Yes. When I first brought it up to you, you were thinking about the business world. So I don't know, maybe could you give us just a quick example of how somebody might use it in a sentence?
Yeah. I mean, so for example, someone might say, just to come up with something, they might say, you know, I prefer to invest in unicorns. Now we're in an environment where the economy is changing a lot. And, you know, in the boom times between like 2014 and 2019, startups like unicorns had so much money that they didn't even have to make money. They just kept getting rounds of investment. Mm. Now, you know, things are coming back to them where they have to be making money. They have to be profitable. But I think Silicon Valley gets really excited about unicorns, for better or for worse.
Well, that's interesting. I never knew. It's interesting how many ways one word can be used, you know? So I had actually never heard about it, but when I was planning the episode, I realized that it was used in this other way. So it was interesting that you'd heard of that one, but not this one. So guys, everybody hears different things about different slang words, right? In different contexts.
Yeah, for sure. Have you been looking for any unicorns recently in this this meaning of unicorn and that you haven't been able to find?
I'm trying to think if I've been looking for any unicorns recently. Well, I mean, I'm not right now, but soon, hopefully, I'll be looking to move or find a house.
Nice.
It's always like, you know, on House Hunters. Do you ever watch House Hunters?
That's always kind of fun and entertaining. Yeah.
I haven't watched it in a long time, but I used to watch it all the time. And it's always that they're looking for a unicorn. I feel like it has to be this distance to the city. It has to be this much and have this many bedrooms, but it shouldn't be this or shouldn't be that. So I feel like a lot of times like house hunting is looking for a unicorn because there's always going to, I mean, Lindsay, do you feel like you found just out of curiosity, do you feel like there were certain things that you ended up sacrificing on your home? Like, because there always is.
Yeah, for sure. Like maybe our foundation is crumbling now. We don't know.
<Uh-oh>.
That's what happens when you buy a house at the height of the market when you don't have any negotiating power. Yeah, I think that. You know, and I'm excited for this change for you, Michelle, because we can talk about it on the podcast. We can ask our listeners if they have any advice. I think it's your only option is to make a list of priorities. What are your non-negotiables? It's just like dating. Like you have to have this. For us, it was location.
Yeah, that's.
And it was being under a certain amount of money. It was location, more location than anything. I want to be near a park. I want to be in an urban area. I want to be able to walk. And most other things I was willing to sacrifice. And we'll see if that comes back to bite us.
Okay. But yeah, so I would say that that's I might be looking for a unicorn once I decide all of the things. And I think everybody really when house hunting is kind of looking for a unicorn because there's always going to be something that you don't get that you would have liked.
It's true. I'm excited to hear more about that. And I'm sure our listeners are excited as well. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good
stuff. About you? Any unicorns you're looking for?
I was looking for a special pair of skis but I'm not sure if that would qualify as a unicorn because it was just, I needed a size and a length. I needed a width and a length of the ski and I couldn't find it anywhere. I had to go to this other shop and do a swap thing. But that's not like a unique thing. That's just a version of a model of a ski. So I'm not sure if that would qualify for a unicorn. It's not a totally unique item. You know?
Right. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, yeah, I can see your point. Might not quite be a unicorn, but I would still say like you could use it if you were like, I really want to use the word unicorn. I would say why not.
Yeah.
I love it. Let's just do a couple other expressions that might be useful for this, and then we'll head off the mic.
Okay, so this really means, guys, extremely rare. And you can throw this in. Obviously, you're not going to repeat the word unicorn 6 times as you're describing what you're looking for. So you need other words. So something that is extremely rare. For example, I know these are extremely rare, but I hope I can find them. Nice.
Okay,
that makes me think of jewelry or stones or gems or things like that.
Right. That's true. That's true. Or you could also just say hard to find. So it may be hard to find, but I'm hoping I can get that new hot toy for my daughter.
Yes. Nice. I love it. Mm-hmm. That's good. We got to have other options. So what's a takeaway for our listeners? Where should we leave them today?
Okay, guys. Well, this is a useful, fun word to use. We've talked about more of like the literal meaning of like when you draw a picture of a unicorn, what is it? But we've also talked about how it's used as slang today. And there are even more ways that it's used as well. So listen out for this word. But we focused on really 1, 2 today. And let us know, do you love unicorns, or maybe your children love unicorns or whatever it is? Are unicorns popular in your culture? Do you see a lot of t-shirts with unicorns, sparkly unicorns? So let us know, and we hope you find whatever unicorn you're looking for.
Yeah. And I mean, don't forget, guys, that you can also use this term in the business world, talking about startups. And, you know, we could do another episode about Silicon Valley unicorns, a whole other topic, right? For another day. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Guys, go and check out our other podcast, by the way, Business English from All Ears English. It's a good one as well. Right, Michelle?
Awesome. Yes, for sure. All right, Lindsay, this was fun. And I will talk to you later.
Talk to you soon, Michelle. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.